If a god beats down the lofty suitors at my hands, I'll find you wives, both of you, grant you property, sturdy houses beside my own, and in my eyes you'll be comrades to Prince Telemachus, brothers from then on. Come, I'll show you something. Living proof, know me for certain, put your minds at rest. This scar, look, where a boar's white tusk gored me years ago, hunting on Parnassus, Autolycus's sons, and I. With that, pushing back his rags, he revealed the great scar, and the men gazed at it, scanned it, knew it well, broke into tears and threw their arms around their master, lost in affection, kissing his head and shoulders, and so Odysseus kissed their heads and hands. Now the sun would have set upon their tears, if Odysseus had not called a halt himself, no more weeping. Coming out of the house a man might see us, tell the men inside. Let's slip back in, singly, not in a pack. I'll go first, you're next. Here's our signal. When all the rest in there, our lordly friends, are dead against my having the bow and quiver, good Eumaeus, carry the weapon down the hall and put it in my hands. Then tell the serving women to lock the snugly fitted doors to their own rooms. If anyone hears from there the jolting blows and groans of men caught in our huge net, not one of them show her face. Sit tight, keep to her weaving, not a sound. You, my good Felicius, here are your orders. Shoot the bolt of the courtyard's outer gate. Lock it. Lash it fast. With that command, the master entered his well-constructed house, and back he went to the stool that he had left. The king's two men in turn slipped in as well. Just now Eurymachus held the bow in his hands, turning it over tip to tip before the blazing fire to heat the weapon. But he failed to bend it even so, and the suitor's high heart groaned to bursting. A black day, he exclaimed in wounded pride. A blow to myself, a blow to each man here. It's less the marriage that mortifies me now. That's galling too, but lots of women are left, some in sea-girt Ithaca, some in other cities. What breaks my heart is the fact we fall so short of great Odysseus's strength. We cannot string his bow. A disgrace to ring in the ears of men to come. Eurymachus, Eupeithes' son Antinous countered, it will never come to that, as you well know. Today is a feast day up and down the island, in honor of the archer god. Who flexes bows today? Set it aside, rest easy now, and all the axes, let's just leave them planted where they are. Trust me, no one's about to crash the gates of Laertes' son and carry off these trophies. Steward, pour some drops for the god in every cup. We'll tip the wine, then put the bow to bed. And first thing in the morning, have Melanthius bring the pick of his goats from all his herds, so we can burn the thighs to Apollo, god of archers, then try the bow, and finish off the contest. Welcome advice, and again they all agreed. Herald sprinkled water over their hands for rinsing, the young men brimmed the mixing bowls with wine. They tipped first drops for the god in every cup, then poured full rounds for all. And now, once they'd tipped libations out and drunk their fill, the king of craft, Odysseus, said with all his cunning, "Listen to me, you lords who court the noble queen. I have to say what the heart inside me urges. I appeal especially to Eurymachus, and you, brilliant Antinous, who spoke so shrewdly now. Give the bow a rest for today, leave it to the gods. At dawn the archer god will grant a victory to the man he favours most. For the moment, give me the polished bow now, won't you? So to amuse you all, I can try my hand, my strength. Is the old force still alive inside these gnarled limbs? Or has a life of roaming, years of rough neglect, destroyed it long ago?" Modest words that set them all into hot, indignant rage, fearing he just might string the polished bow. So Antinous rounded on him, dressed him down. "Not a shred of sense in your head, you filthy drifter. Not content to feast at your ease with us, the island's pride? Never denied your full share of the banquet, never. You can listen in on our secrets. No one else can eavesdrop on our talk, no tramp, no beggar. The wine has overpowered you. Heady wine, the ruin of many another man, whoever